Today's music is held together by the common thread that is the 16th century hymn tune Wacket Auf. This tune is initially presented as the first chime hymn set in a singable way as the hymn Keep Awake, Be Always Ready. It appears next as the prelude, a piano arrangement of what is arguably the most popular movement of a Bach cantata. This movement, from Cantata 140, presents a famous motive first, followed by the hymn tune in the tenor voice, all replicated by the piano. This tune appears in its final form as the postlude, the final of a series of variations on Wacket Auf by Wayne Wold. This arrangement most appropriately conveys the tune in the midst of the appointed text for today, as you can almost hear the heavens open as Christ comes again. Like Wacket Auf, the remaining musical pieces today remind us of both the advent of Christ's birth and second coming, with We Hail You, God's Anointed as the second chime hymn, the two sung hymns, Awake, Awake and Greet the New Morn, and Come, O Long-Expected Jesus, and finally in the choral anthem, Rejoice, Rejoice, the Savior Comes. This anthem is part of the larger work, Savior of the Nations Come, that will be presented as the December Artist Series concert on December 13th at 4 p.m. Be sure to tune in that afternoon to see the video version of this anthem, as well as the rest of the work.
As we prepare to enter into this time of worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love, God's grace, God's comfort, God's strength, God's peace with you. I invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. That deep breath will help us shift our gears into a space of quiet, a time to pause as we breathe in God's presence here among us, wherever here may be, and as we dare to breathe out those things that are burdening us and weighing us down. And as we reflect now on our theme for the day, which happens to be a question, perhaps a question you have asked recently. Where are you, God? If you haven't asked that question out loud, maybe you've asked it in a prayer or pondered it in the quiet of the night after a particularly challenging day. In a world ravaged by COVID-19, in a nation so divided one wonders if finding common ground is possible, in families feeling the strain of making ends meet, jockeying jobs and children, navigating the new landscape of living amid a pandemic, the question, where are you, God, is a legitimate one. Of course, if we look around and take note of what is good in our world, God can be easily found. God can be found in healthcare workers and first responders who continue to place themselves in harm's way to care for the sick. In essential workers who get up each day to do their jobs, enabling us to keep on keeping on. In neighbors who check on those who are frail, lonely, vulnerable. In persons who generously share their resources so others will have enough. In volunteers who staff food banks and provide meals for those all too familiar with the nightmare of food insecurity. And in scientists and researchers working around the clock to develop medications and vaccines that will enable us to beat the virus that is beating us. We are God's hands and feet. We are God's eyes and ears. We are God's heart in this broken world. God is in us, working through us, and therein lies our hope. Ever since this pandemic began, I've had a sign in the little garden outside my office here at St. John's. The sign has weathered strong winds, scorching heat, heavy rain, and, well, day-to-day wear and tear. But it is still proclaiming the message, hope isn't canceled. Today, as we mark the beginning of Advent by lighting the first candle of our Advent wreath, very appropriately, the candle of hope, we clutch on to hope as never before. Hope that is possible because of the God in whom we have placed our faith and trust. Hope that is embodied in the little one whose birth we will celebrate on Christmas Day. Hope that is fragile, but not easily killed. Hope that this world cannot offer and cannot take away, no matter how challenging things become. Because you see, our hope, to use the words of poet Emily Dickinson, is that thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. May that hope come to life as we enter into worship now, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
As we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession. The words may be found on our website and on our Facebook page. If you do not have them within reach, not to worry. Simply join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. O God, not unlike the psalmist who repeatedly cried out, wondering where you were and why you were hiding from your people, we lament the condition of our world and our lives. We convince ourselves that we have been abandoned, or at the very least, forgotten by you. Where are you, God? And how much longer must our tears be our food night and day? Forgive us for failing to recognize that you are right before our very eyes, hidden in plain sight, in all who recognize that you are in the right and good and pleasing to you. You would never renege on your promise to be with us always, never. So help us, God, to trust you, to see you in the least of these, and to remain hopeful when all seems hopeless. This we pray in the name of the one who is the source of our hope and our light in the darkness, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins, God forgives us. Not just some of us, not just some of our sins, but all of us, all of the time. May we claim this gift. May we allow it to set us free. And may we live knowing that God's forgiveness makes all the difference in the world. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. And our gospel reading today is from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake.